If you believe that a landlocked, very rural, very agriculture, farming-based state like Kansas can go 60-40 for the cult of death, if that is actually the state of the American mind in Kansas, dude, you don't need a sweet meteor or a sweet comet of death. We need for the sun to go supernova and just incinerate this piece of crap we call Earth. Just incinerate it. Don't leave anything. No water, no land, just incinerate it and be done with it. God can create another universe somewhere else and start over because mankind cannot possibly be worthy of saving if that's true. But men are char play, they can be converted. Again, I'm just looking at the number going like, okay. Yeah, but they had deceptive advertising. Okay. Anthony Solon had a piece 2 days ago at the American Graham Greatness asking the question, are Americans really this stupid? Are Americans really this stupid? I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically the question that Professor Solon asked. And he answers that, you know, he actually thinks, well, yeah. Yeah, they are. And this is all I'm going to talk about here today because this is exactly the scenario that we've been warning about and that we've been lamenting. Look, you people that think we got Dodd, repealed Roe. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I mean, technically, yeah. No, we shouldn't have back to, and what did I tell you the day that Dodd, look, we rejoice, Roe was gone, it was evil, fantastic, Casey was gone. What did I tell you that day? Voting, hoping, and coping was going to do what? What were you going to do if judges and the judiciary in certain states said, yeah, we thought about you running around boasting and bragging about being a pro-life state. Yeah, not so much. Did you know that by a 6-1 decision 3 years ago or 4 years ago, that the Supreme Court of the great state of Kansas found a natural, these are their words, not mine, a natural, quote, natural right to abortion in the 1859 Kansas Constitution, close quote. So I asked the question the day of the Dobbs decision, and go back and listen to the Monday and Tuesday show after Dobbs. Are you really, really now, really, now you really have to put up your pro-life, close quote, bona fides? What are you going to do if ballot initiatives and judges invade your state and validate all of your laws protecting life locally now using the cherished and prized ballot box? And then if they can't get it that way, then they'll do it to the judiciary. Look at the smoldering nuclear Holocaust wasteland that Kansas is now. The people of Kansas now have no recourse to the courts because this is the doing of the state Supreme Court, and they have no recourse to their legislature. The baby murdering, and it's right. Notice where Kansas is on the map. It's right smack dab in the middle of everywhere in North America. Meaning, anywhere where there is a protection for life, here in Louisiana, we still have it. Anywhere where it is, anywhere where it is. But don't worry. Kansas is right in the middle. You can fly there in 4 hours. You can drive there in 12. You'll be home for dinner tomorrow night after murdering your baby. The question on life cannot be, here, I'll give you the end of the show so you can go tune into Breitbart and leave me like you do every day. Better church plane, what is this depression kick? It's just been a really, really rough summer, guys. I should be enjoying the added stress. I really should. And putting my rosary money where my mouth is. It's fantastic what's happening. Let me give you the, I'm going to give you the punchline so you can go ahead and get about the rest of your day. This infanticidal, homicidal cult of death cannot be allowed to continue, and you can't defeat it using any of the tools of demography that Americans still, by and large, so passionately cling to. It won't work. It won't work. Again, the people of the state of Kansas now have no recourse. Here, let me put a finer point on that for those of you that might actually be listening today and not memeing it up. The future citizens yet to be born of Kansas now have no recourse. They can't use the law to protect themselves. Do you really want to live in a civilization? What future does a civilization have? Is it even civil any longer? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the people of Kansas now, they can't go vote and hope and cope. And they can't sue and take it to court. Their legislature has basically been told, you don't exist. And here's the great irony. The legislature has been told you don't exist by the people that elect the legislature. The question on the dang ballot in Kansas wasn't to stop the murder of the babies. It was to restore what the Supreme Court of Kansas had stolen from the people. But the people went, we don't want our legislature acting all legislatory and stuff. If I'm in Kansas right now, I'm just going to go full on anarchy, baby. I ain't paying no sales taxes. I ain't paying no income taxes. I'm not paying any property taxes. Screw you. Screw you. We don't have to. There is no law now in that land. The only thing that can possibly be bearing now is the goodwill of the Christian people of Kansas who go, all right, miniature, please, we have the eternal law, the way it transcended law that we have to obey. True. That's what will hold it together. You are now going to be ready because you're in the middle of the country. You're going to be child sex trafficking, rape, and infanticide central, Kansas. And there's nothing any of you can do about it. Except convert people to the faith, personally. The cult of death is going to be larding and lording this over you and me and the soon-to-be-born from now until they are defeated. I told you that these people cannot be compromised with. I'd like to talk to the guy that wrote that piece at the Catholic thing, that egg-headed professor that I wrote. And I asked the question that day, we must get to this, and we must be peaceful and civilized and use the democratic process to address the protester crowd. What are you going to do now? As I was telling Mrs. O'Connell this morning, if they can get away with this, they can do this in Kansas, too. They can do it anywhere. Texas, you are not safe. My friends in Louisiana, you are not safe. We are the future generations of Louisianans ain't safe. They now have a cookie cutter. They got a template now to restore, nay, increase the slaughter of the innocents. Josh Will tells me that abortions in Kansas rose 1,000% last year after the Supreme Court said the legislature couldn't regulate it in any way, shape, or form. This is an unmitigated, unprecedented disaster. Let me just go ahead and here. You want the other cliff note at the end of the next hour?